Proclamation number 8001 of 24th of September, 1961. Directing thoughts into the spiritual realm. You are always in the spiritual world when I can speak to you. And therefore only spiritual instructions ever flow to you from this world. You receive spiritual knowledge which surpasses all earthly knowledge, because human intellect cannot acquire such, but it is a flow of strength from me which overflows into you. Yet it is also only ever accepted by the human being who has the desire for spiritual knowledge himself again, because only spirit can ever speak to spirit, whereas the human intellect can remain entirely unimpressed if only it accepts spiritual knowledge. For the time being the intellect has to be switched off, but this does not mean that it cannot and should not deal with it. But first attention should be paid to the feeling in the human heart before the intellect becomes active. The sharpest intellect will not be able to fathom the spiritual correlations. But the sharpest intellect will in turn have to acknowledge the profound wisdom of it if the human being has first let his heart speak, i.e., if he lets it do the initial assessment. Thus the human being must first place himself in the spiritual kingdom of his own free will before spiritual knowledge can be imparted to him from there. And this not only applies to the direct recipient of my word, but also to those to whom my messengers bring my word. And precisely this will is rarely present in people. Intellectual thinking does not give them full satisfaction, and they do not take the path inwards because their faith is too weak and they do not establish a mental connection with me. But I can only ever send them an answer if they ask me, because only such a question proves to me the will to be spiritually enlightened. The human being has to consciously separate himself from the earthly world, that is, he has to enter this very kingdom. He is to occupy himself in thought with questions which cannot be answered for him on earth. And this brief departure from the world will truly be a blessing for him, for I grasp every spiritually directed thought and intervene, prompting him to ask further questions and also answering him mentally as long as he maintains this bond. He need not consciously call upon his God and Creator, yet he can ask himself about the meaning and purpose of his life on earth. And even such thoughts reach into the spiritual kingdom and are also answered from there. But the human being must be serious about attaining enlightenment. Otherwise his questions are not to be evaluated. For the desire for truth is the first condition for receiving it. But I am especially pleased with those who follow the slightest suggestion, who again and again desire enlightenment and who again and again take the path to me, the path into spiritual territory, who don't want to get the knowledge from people which gives them the right enlightenment but go to the source of truth, even if still unconsciously. For even people who don't believe yet can be inwardly filled with the desire for truth, and they will soon be able to believe and consciously take the path to their God and Creator. Only one thing is necessary, to turn one's back on the world, that is, to devote oneself to spiritual thoughts in silence, because only then will the spiritual realm be entered. For my kingdom is not of this world. But the world is my adversary's kingdom, who will never give you truth but tries to impose all truth with error. And you have to look for this silence because you have to use your free will, because I cannot lead you to faith against your will, which has to be acquired by yourselves in order to be able to be judged correctly by me. And this requires a life of love. Love is union with me. For he who abides in love abides in me and I in him. And love also finds the path to me, The loving human being will often let his thoughts wander into the kingdom which is still closed to him but which he unconsciously pushes towards because love seeks to unite with eternal love. The loving person will also be able to believe if he wants to. But the will is not forced, it must freely decide for me. The human being must acknowledge the Creator, the greatest spirit of infinity, as the power which also created him. He must feel connected to this creative power and try to approach it. And his good will also secure him a faith which he will never want to relinquish again. And then I myself can take possession of him, I can have an effect on him through the Spirit, and thus I will also be able to address him according to his inner desire. The spiritual kingdom now no longer releases him, all beings of light strive for his spiritual progress. And I myself have gained a child which turned to me of its own free will and will never be abandoned by me again. Amen.